You know, Mosaic, you could use a little bit of a makeover.
Excuse me?
You just look very villainous still.
Heroes don't wear all black.
Hey, my mask is colorful.
I guess acknowledging the LGBT plus community is heroic.
What? No, it's supposed to look like a stained glass mosaic. Did you really not know that?
So you don't support the gays?
Oh man, Mosaic's homophobic now.
Don't put that on me.
All I'm saying is you're due for an aesthetic change. You can even add some pride tchotchke to prove you're not homophobic.
Something tells me you're not gonna let this go.
Probably not.
What the hell was that?
Oh boy.
What do you mean?
I mean, why did I just watch Mosaic let a villain go free on live television? Why did Pat help rob a fucking bank? Why is Solas... Wait, fuck. Solas, that's a lot of blood. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, fuck!
Shit. Nice catch.
Mosaic, DT, take them to the medical bay. There should be at least a few people there to take care of them. Sentinel, let's go watch the educational video about not falling for villains' tricks again.
Aw, man.
I didn't think I... Ugh.
Take your time.
I didn't realize how dangerous your job was.
What do you mean? You're in the super business too.
Yeah, but battling heroes is safer. Heroes don't like killing. Villains, on the other hand...
Oh. Yeah, it can be dangerous. Solas probably gets hurt the most out of all of us, without a relevant power to back them up.
I never tried to kill them.
I know, Mosaic. You two have always been different with each other.
I don't like seeing them like this.
Hey, they'll be okay, I promise. Our medics are top tier. Besides, I've never seen Solas not bounce back.
I guess.
What happened?
You passed out, idiot.
Ah, Solas. Let me just check your chart here. Wait, why are you even here?
Because they're bleeding out?
Don't they have a healing power? Oh, you probably need someone to-
Nope, I do not have a healing power. Must be a clerical error. Just some bandages will do, I'm sure.
I'd say stitches at least. Are you sure you don't want to just-
I'm sure.
Right. Well, come over here then.
Well, that was weird.
Solas has always been cagey about their power.
What? I didn't know they had a power. I thought they just used gadgets.
Yeah, mostly. I've never seen them once actually use their power. I don't even know why that is, but Val insists they have one.
Huh. Weird. Well, you think they'll be okay? I kind of left what I was doing in a hurry, and I should probably go back to it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'll stay with them, don't worry.
Thank you, Esty.
No problem, Mosaic. See ya.
Apollo.
Oh, here we go.
Why were you fighting with Sydney? She was trying to help you.
She almost ruined my plan.
What plan, bud? What are you actually trying to gain here? Because so far, you've got nothing.
I've got double trouble civilian identity.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Now that's something. Come on then, let's hear it.
I don't actually think I should tell you.
You don't think you should tell me?
Yeah.
Interesting. Get out.
What? Get out?
Yes. If you're going to betray your best fucking friends and your very own sister, then get the fuck out.
I'm not betraying you! Jesus Christ, you're overreacting!
I'm overreacting? You are pretending to be in love with your arch nemesis. Tell me how my little brother becoming a goddamn hero does not warrant this kind of reaction from me.
It's all part of the plan. I need to gain their trust first. If you all suddenly know DT's identity, then they'll know that I've been feeding you info.
Apollo, what are you trying to gain?
Solus's identity. Once I know Solus's identity, I can take them out at the source. They won't be able to bother me anymore.
Ha! You wouldn't even know what to do as a villain without Solus to counter you. You've been fighting them since you first started. Don't lie to me.
I'm serious, Nevea. Once I take down Solus, we'll be at a huge advantage over the Paragons. We can take over Owlridge once and for all.
Fine. Jesus Christ, fine. You'd better be telling the truth about this asshole.
I am, but thanks so much for believing in me, sis.
God damn it, Apollo, don't fight me on this. I have a right to be suspicious. You can stay, but—
Maybe I don't want to stay anymore. You never admit when you're in the wrong. You always pretend you've been right from the start when sometimes you simply haven't been. Maybe I don't want to stay with someone who would kick me out just because of who I'm dating.
It's a little more complicated than that, Apollo. Come on.
No, fuck you. I'm crashing at a friend's place for the night. Maybe I'll come back tomorrow.
What friend even?
None of your business. Bye. Fuck. Who the fuck am I going to stay with? Oh god, I might have to sleep at the tower in my villain getup. That would be mortifying. I could call Jude. Fuck it, I'm calling Jude.
Hello?
Jude, it's Apollo.
Oh, hey. What's up?
I know this is a big ask.
Hey, it's okay. You can ask me anything.
I need somewhere to stay for the night. I don't suppose you have a spare room?
I do, actually. But I'm not home right now. I can probably be home in, like, half an hour.
Oh, shit, really? You're a lifesaver, Jude.
I'll text you the address. See you soon, Apollo.
Oh, fuck. Okay. This is big, right? God, you're so nice. I have to be the best house guest. Alright, Apollo. You've got this. You're just staying the night with a new friend. Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine.